You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I mean, defense is usually what I'm talking about because, it's something I care a lot about. But offensively, I felt really good. That's something where, offense obviously has its ups and downs naturally, a little bit different than defense. So that's why I spend a lot more time talking about defense. But, offense for me, just trying to stay consistent. And, we had some great hitters that I got to hit in front of and behind, which was awesome. Chandler Simpson, Ryan Ward, two really talented players. So, it was definitely extremely, extremely fun, exciting thing to be over there.
That's Matt Shaw on The Score about a month ago, I believe. And he's a very interesting and thoughtful and well-spoken young man who has a solid perspective about his current situation and his future. And everybody speaks incredibly highly of him. So it's my hope that he obviously can realize most or all of that potential that he's got. But this is a year about the here and now, with the Cubs loading up for 2025 and making it with one-year rentals on some guys, Kyle Tucker, the most notable. And yet, their second baseman is still a little hurt, and their shortstop is still a little hurt. So let's listen into Craig Counsell giving us the update on where Nico Horner is in his recovery.
I think Nico's in a great spot, I'm not focused, nor is Nico focused on I'm ready for this game or that game. He's not going to miss much, if at all. That's what I'd say. I'm confident in that. What Nico and I have talked about is stacking good days, is just keep on stacking good days. When you look too far forward, then you kind of forget about today. And it's just about stacking good days. You stack a bunch of good days up, and that day is going to be sooner than we all think. And that's what's happened so far. So the news has been all good so far. And that's really encouraging. And the other thing I'd say is that, one of the reasons that, Nico wanted to do this, and frankly, I think Nico, he had to do this, is I want Nico to be able to play shortstop, and he wants to be able to play shortstop when needed. The goal my goal for this, and Nico's goal as well, is to get him to that point. And that's important. That's an important part of this, because that's something that, it wasn't a need last year necessarily, but you can see that being a big need, right? And it's a place, and it's something that Nico can do really well if needed.
Ooh.
What do you mean, ooh?
I don't know that I like anything I just heard.
Which part concerned you the most?
Well, first of all, the tone of it, the just stacking good days. And then he's got to play shortstop this year. Well, why? How's Dansby Swanson?
Let me deal with your concerns real quick. Okay. So I have no problem with him saying the stacking good days thing, because that speaks to a long term view of recovering from an injury and rehabbing and working your way back.
Yeah. That's like Lonzo Ball talked about stacking good days.
I think that's a good approach for anyone who has been hurt ever. When you know it's going to take a moment for you to come back, it's not going to be, I sprained my ankle, I'll be back next week. When you know it's a longer term, he's recovering from surgery.
So I know. I'm just saying that.
He had flexor tendon. You see, I'm hungry, right? Flexor tendon surgery in October, and he's close to coming back. He said they haven't ruled out that he's going to miss any of the season, and a small part of the season.
He already said he's not going to miss much.
Right. If he does miss some, he's not going to miss much.
I don't like the fact that your middle infield's hurt.
He didn't have to get the surgery, except for they were like, we may need you to play shortstop because obviously what's going on with Dansby Swanson. So here's the thing. Craig Counsell said he has not ruled out Dansby Swanson's stated goal of playing all 162.
All right, rule that out now.
I'm just telling you what he said.
Yeah, that should be an absolute non-starter. No, you're not playing all 162. You're 31
now. This is a quote from Counsell. Today, happy birthday, Dansby Swanson. Yep. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday to him. Quote, it's about something significant happening. The 162, I'm not going to rule it out. I don't think there's any reason to cross it off. You don't cross it off, but it's doubtful, I would say, but not crossing it off. Okay?
Okay, so he's crossing it off.
Okay, so you need to have someone who could play shortstop. Nico Hoerner, very capable of playing shortstop.
No, I understand all that, but they're hurt. This is what I don't like, is right now.
But we knew this was going to be the situation.
I did not know that it was likely that Nico Hoerner was going to be unlikely to start the season. They didn't say that right after the surgery. They did not say that. So
all I'm going off of what Counsell said about he's not going to miss much, if any. The if any has some weight there in that sentence.
Yeah, but the idea of stacking good days, when does the season start?
It's over a month away.
Okay, 5 weeks?
Yeah.
And they're talking about just stacking good days and not being concerned about exactly when? I mean,
I think you're being a little more pessimistic than I would have expected.
I'm just
you to be.
Fearful. I don't like hearing that.
Yeah, March 10th is the first game, so we're a day under a month away. Sorry. No, March 18th.
No. March 18th. There's no way. They haven't even started playing. Yeah.
They're not playing in Japan on March 18th.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. That's the whole
Tuesday, March 18th.
And then they come back and play more spring training games.
But those games count.
Yes.
The ones in Japan, right? Those are actual.
The two games count.
All right, March 18th.
And then they come back.
We're going to be doing the post-game show.
Yeah, they come back and they have another week or so of spring training games. And then they start the rest of the season against. Yes.
All right.
Diamondbacks. Then they go to Sacramento to take on the A's. I might go out there for that. I might be doing shows from Sacramento at like 6 in the morning. We'll see.
Yeah, and you're talking about maybe trading Nico Hoerner? I don't know.
I don't think that is even a discussion unless you get Alex Bregman and the like in-house.
Well, that's why in our discussion with Evan Altman, if Nico's hurt, nobody's trading for him.
Absolutely.
All right. I just keep an eye on this, is what I'm saying.
I don't think anyone's taking their eye off of this. I just don't think people have the level of pessimism that you have at this very moment. There's plenty of time for him to get right.
Is there?
Okay, plenty was probably an exaggeration.
That's the thing.
There is a lot of time for him to get right.
Well, I would have felt better if they were using other terms other than just, hey, I'm not worried about this or that. We're just stacking good days.
What is interesting about the whole situation, though, is this conversation the same if they're not playing in Japan to start the season?
No.
And so, yeah, well,
no, those games count.
But there's just two games, one.
So
if he's not ready for that, but he's ready for the Phoenix series.
1 week is going to make that. Okay. I'm just, if then rule him out of those games and don't bother trying to hurry him up at this point.
No, like, do you even take him with you to Japan if he's still?
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody's,
oh yeah, I guess yeah.
Everybody's going to go to Japan. I mean, I don't think you're going to leave anybody home because you're probably going to take a bigger roster than your regular major league roster anyway to give people the opportunity. I mean, that's just usually what teams do for special stuff like that. But yeah, okay, and I don't know about Dansby either.
Yeah, the Dansby thing is more after understanding that he knew about his injury, it didn't tell anyone, and
for a year and a half.
That was a bit of a blow.
He told us.
That was a bit of a blow.
Yeah, but he thought he could
play through it because he's so used to just playing through knick-knack injuries, little ticky-tack injuries.
It was a hernia.
I don't think he knew it was a hernia at the time.
This is he had
something going on with his core.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a very common injury for athletes who do a lot of twisting
and turning.
Stop starting, jump starts and that, and that's his whole game.
As a shortstop, he does do a lot of that.
His signature move is, you know, the slide step, getting up and
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So this is what Dansby Swanson told us on The Score.
I mean, honestly, I've probably been playing hurt for like the last year and a half or so.
Wow.
It really started bothering me in 23. Towards the end of the year, and then tried some different rehab things throughout that offseason, and then just kept kind of nagging and getting worse throughout all of last season. But just kind of got to the point where I was like, you know what, I think we need to take a little bit of a deeper look at this. And we did, and some things popped back up. And so obviously just did what we had to do in order to be healthy.
Okay, but a year and a half playing hurt is a long time before you say, hey, can I go to a doctor and see if maybe there's some sort of procedure that I can have here? As you get older, your body doesn't quite respond to these things as well. The sooner you do it, the better. Okay. But the fact is, their starting shortstop and their starting second baseman have injury concerns. And they're starting the season in 5 weeks. So that's where we are. And it wouldn't be such a huge deal if this weren't a go-for-it season, too. They pushed everything in for this year. I don't know what's going on next year. I don't know the GM or the president of baseball operations is going to be next year until we hear otherwise. And the year after that, there isn't going to be any baseball because everybody's going to the mattresses to get a salary cap in here.
So there'll be a work stoppage before the season even begins in 2026?
Lockout, yes.
The lockout?
No, 27.
Oh, 27. Okay.
There's going to be two seasons.
So they're going to go for it for the next 2 years.
Well, the Cubs are only going for it for this year, as far as we know.
Well, yeah, but you would think they would.
Because Tucker's gone.
There'll be somebody else, not on his level, but there'll be other ways. And let's see how these young guys develop. Maybe Matt Shaw is the second coming of fill in the blank. I said maybe.
Look, he's got the pedigree, and you hope so. But a lot of those guys get to this point because Major League Baseball is very hard. And sometimes that is the difference between there's all sorts of great minor league players and first round draft picks that just can't cut it.
The 4A players, as they call them.
Gordon Beckhams of the world.
Okay.
You know, you sometimes you just like that's one level too high. Because the pitchers are just, I mean, it's filthy. How about Ian Happ telling us that he got off, he unfollowed Codify and Pitching Ninja, which, by the way, are working together now.
Wait, why did he?
Because he didn't want to, because all those, do you follow either one?
I think I follow Pitching Ninja.
So all it is filth. All you see is sorcery.
So if you're a hitter, it's bad, negative.
Bad mentally.
We need to clarify vibes. That it's not filth in the way social media is going as we know it.
No, it's not
yeah,
porn.
Pitching filth.
You should qualify that as pitching filth.
It's insane overlays of impossible to hit pitches.
Go get it, baby.
And that's not what Pitching Ninja is. That's a different ninja.
But they try to go get it.
That's
they can't get it.
Ninja. That's different.
They can't get it because it's filthy.
It's Hap's like, yeah, no, I don't want to look at any of that.
I see it in real life. There's no reason for it to also just be wired into my brain. What you consume matters.
I agree with him. I totally understand it, especially now. It's really important to know what you have in front of you and to monitor your consumption for your. It is a critical aspect of modern mental health.
The way the phones work now, everything is at your fingertips, just no matter where you are.
But things are forced on you, too. Like, if you have things that are coming at you algorithmically, that is going, and if you are clicking on things against your better judgment, don't.
And then that unlocks the algorithm.
Right.
To
it's like, oh, this person
you.
Likes this. And then it's got a back channel to your dopamine receptors and say, you got a rage click here.
How often do you ever reset your algorithm?
What do you mean reset the algorithm?
You know, you can reset.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, on Instagram, anyway.
You can clean it all out?
You can clean it out.
No, I actually...
Start with a fresh slate. And then now you're building a new...
My one on Instagram Reels actually is pretty good.
You've got it where you want. You don't click on stuff you don't want to see.
I think, but it takes discipline. It takes discipline to avoid rage clicks and clickbait. You know, so you got to really be... I hate this word, but be mindful of what you're feeding into the algorithm. But generally, I'm getting my some good fishing videos. I get some nature videos. I get some cool sports stuff. I love this guy, Austin Schultz, the baseball comedian guy. Have you ever followed him?
I don't think I probably have seen his stuff. I see all kinds of stuff.
He was a star baseball player at University of Kentucky, like all SEC play. He could not look more like generic baseball face, baseball body guy. And he played in the minors, so I think he made it up to AA or AAA with the Tigers, something like that, washed out. And he now does baseball comedy videos that are... And he's prolific. He produces a lot of stuff. He makes fun of Little League parents. He makes fun of umpires. He makes fun of, like, the white kid who thinks he's Dominican. You know, stuff like that. And and he's also obviously great at baseball.
And he's seen it all because of his experience playing
baseball. And he's still
baseball.
Young. He's in his 20s. And he's still in amazing shape. So when he does these videos of, like, making fun of modern pitching workouts and making fun of the driveline guys, it's very funny stuff.
Okay, I'll check it out. Austin Schultz. Okay.
Austin Schultz is his name. Yeah, I'll see it. I don't know exactly if that's his handle or not. But if you're a baseball player, baseball parent, coach, it's particularly funny. All the stuff that he does. Right, keep listening, by the way, to win a pair of tickets to Rod Stewart's One Last Time Tour, which is making its stop in Chicago on Friday, August 8th at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park.
Say that word again.
Amphitheater.
I like it. I like when you say it because you actually. I've never called it an amphitheater. I've never called it an amphitheater.
It's an amphitheater.
I call it an amphitheater.
I do too.
Say it real fast. Amphitheater. People don't even know. Amphitheater. Notice.
But it's not amphibian.
Amphibian.
It's amphibian.
You're not ambidextrous.
It's amphitheater. I won't say it. I won't. I do say February instead of February.
February?
February. There's an R.
February.
February. Right. You say it correctly. A lot of people say February.
say Feb.
That works. And the concert is going to feature special guest Cheap Trick. Tickets can be purchased at LiveNation.com. Shout out Cheap Trick, by the way. There's apparently some P1s in the larger Cheap Trick family. There's been some longtime scoreheads who have checked in, either members of or family members of. And I believe
that, for members of and family members of.
Yes. And I believe the drummer, Bunny Carlos, for a while was a Rockford Lightning season ticket holder, because Cheap Trick is indeed the pride of Rockford. I believe that back in the day, before I got there, Bunny Carlos used to be seen at and around Rockford Lightning games.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.